This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Monday, April 8th. Well, happy eclipse day. If you're somewhere where you can see either all or part of the eclipse, that's cool. If not, I guess it's pretty much just a normal day. But either way, it's kind of an exciting day today. In the cattle markets last week, not so exciting unless you're short the board. But Friday, actually, we started out pretty quiet. I mean, we were just chopping around for half the session, and then all of a sudden, you see the sellers step up, and you get just got another wave of selling that took us into new lows for the move. Live cattle, April, were down 322 on the day. For the week, down 675. Feeder cattle were down $5 on the front month on Friday, and for the week, they were down $10. So, you know, seeing a lot of pressure showing up in the feeder cattle market. And this, of course, is related to the bird flu issue. We found more states are starting to report finding the bird flu in their dairy herds. The latest has been Ohio. So it is spreading. We don't know yet if it's cow to cow or if it's birds to cows, or if it's more widespread cows to humans. There's just a lot of unknowns. And of course, markets hate unknowns. And we've had a very impressive bull run here in cattle for a couple years. You're starting to see a lot of that deflate here. Just the fear that the consumer's going to back away from beef. Not only is it high priced, now you have this other health issue. You know, so far, we don't see any evidence that it's a health issue for humans as far as consuming the products from cattle. But, you know, just the idea of it is probably having an impact on the retail and wholesale demand. In the cash trade, we were lower on the week. We started out that way. We improved a little bit last week. We started out on Wednesday, the Fed trade being down 3. On Friday, it was just down 1 from the previous week at 187. The dressed was down 3 pretty much all week at 297. Box beef values had been under a fair amount of pressure throughout the week, but on Friday, the choice stabilized. We were up 2 cents at 297. Select continued to slide down another $1.35. We're sitting at 295. So the spread picked up $1.37. We're sitting at 247, which is still very narrow for this time of year. We saw box beef volume on Friday at 136 loads. So pretty much all week we had good solid numbers in the box beef volume. For the week at 651 loads, that was just down slightly from the previous week of 659. So 2 weeks in a row where we're seeing good volume. And I think this is just coming out of the Easter holiday, preparing for the spring grilling season. It appears that retailers are still looking for good demand from the consumer. But now you've got this bird flu issue kind of nosediving into this normal, very strong seasonal demand period. So we'll get a good look at what the consumer thinks about beef with all this bird flu issue floating around. The slaughter volume on Friday was 115,000 head. For the week, that put us at 589,000. That was up 8,000 from the previous week and down just 4,000 from the previous year. Dressed weights continuing to push higher, 845 pounds. So that's up 9 pounds just over where we were 3 weeks ago. And it's up 2 pounds over just last week, and it's up 25 pounds over a year ago. Total beef production last week, 514 million pounds. That's up about 21 million pounds over last week. On the feeder cattle cash markets, as of Thursday, about 4,300 head trading, average price $244.35. So that's down about $9 from the previous day, but still up about $5 from the day before that. So it's chopping around quite a bit. The 7-day average was down 93 cents. We're sitting at 248.97. So the cash market's hanging in there, kind of barely, but it is starting to show a little bit more volatility, especially in the feeder cattle trade. The Fed trade has been down slightly over the last couple weeks. So we are starting to see some drag in the cash market. Now, whether it's seasonal or whether it's coming from the bird flu issues, it's hard to say because normally you're putting in your seasonal highs right around now. We've so far that high has come in mid-March. I thought it would stretch. We would put in the high probably in early April simply because we were in a bull market. But I think it's, you know, as time goes on, you're getting beyond early April. And yet here the market has been on quite a slide. You know, maybe it's going to put in a contra-seasonal low here, take one more run at the high. It's hard to say. And part of that could be the early Easter holiday kind of skewing the seasonal trend. But either way, so far, the high for this move has been mid-March. We had three outside days lower during that time period, so we did have some pretty decent sell signals. The market has pulled back. It hasn't completely wiped out, but this this health issue with cattle is a concern, and it's the drag on cattle basically at this point. We're also going to be running out of time for the feeder cattle to stage a rally. Usually as you get into late April, early May, you're kind of running out of demand for grass calves. So even though we've got some rains in the forecast that could recharge some of these pastures, I think you're going to be quickly headed into the heat of summer, and you just tend to see a big drop off in demand for calves as you get past early May. So we still got some time for that to happen, but we're going to have to get past this bird flu issue before the cattle market, I think, can sustain some upward momentum, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.